Our scripture today comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or in a compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Amen. So, if I were to summarize that passage that we just read, I would say that we should be aware of the gifts that God has given us and do what we can to pay those forward. That passage says that we all reap what we sow. Another way of saying that is you get what you give. And some might call that karma. Some might call that 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. I hope that we've all experienced that, where when you give, that feeling that you get back of, when you give with, as it says here, like a cheerful heart, that's with a spirit of love, that you at least get that feeling of joy, whether you're getting your nephew a little extra ice cream, or giving someone a hug or a phone call when you know they really need it, or even giving money to your church and seeing as it thrives. You see the people here on Sunday and you fill your spirit up, and you see what this church can do in the community. We're talking a lot about money today, and it has kind of a pledge drive feel to it. And I don't really want to talk about money too much. So with that, join with my friends, Carrie and Marty, today. We're going to be talking about not only giving to the church, but also giving in general, and in particular, time, talents, and treasure. And I'd like to speak to you about time. You know, one of the most powerful things that you can do for your greater community, but also for your church, or for your friends, for your family, is to give them your time. Fun fact, everyone has the exact same amount of time in a day. It's the only thing that connects you and me and Beyonce. We all have 24 hours in a day. And what you do with that time is precious and it's up to you. And for Fairview, time means volunteering. You may recall the survey and the focus groups that we've been doing recently, and one of the focuses of that was about volunteering. It's no secret, volunteering has been down. But not just here. Volunteering has been down generally for churches across the country and also for nonprofits across the country in these last couple of years. So we did our survey. We got a lot of great feedback from people. And I want to speak to that a little bit of what some people found were just making them a little more hesitant about volunteering. And the number one response back was actually not having clear expectations. So if I'm going to sign up for something, I'm not really hearing what it is that I'm really supposed to do, or where do I go, when do I get there, what are the real responsibilities I have. The second one was that some of the jobs we have here for volunteering are just a lot, they're too big. It makes you think of, for many years, we had the amazing Betsy doing all of the decorations in the sanctuary. But that was an every week, year-round job. That's some pretty big shoes to fill. So we're looking at ways that we can take something like that and not tell someone, oh, it's an all-or-nothing gig. We're looking at ways of splitting that up into smaller bite-sized pieces. And that goes for a lot of our volunteer opportunities here. And the third one was people's schedules. Most of us are pretty busy. And for a lot of people, they weren't really able to commit to volunteering unless they're able to look ahead and say, okay, well, you know, I can't do it this Sunday or this Sunday or this Sunday, but I can do it for that Sunday. I can get here a little early and I can do this, I can do that. On the flip side of that, there's people who had just short notice on things. So if we're sitting here on a Sunday and we say, hey, we need three people to help us with this or that right now, today, or this coming Sunday, for a lot of us, that's just too short of notice. So to address this, the board has been working on a solution, and it's a three-parter, and it is a volunteer board. And Julia, if you want to hit that slide. All right. So this is a work in progress, but I wanted to go over it with you guys to let you know what we've been working on to kind of address these situations. So that volunteering, for those of us who have the time and want to give back in that way, it's an easier way to do so. So over here on the left-hand side, we have a space for the dates. So we would have the dates for the next 6 Sundays coming up. Next to each of those dates, we would have a few different volunteer opportunities that we have for that Sunday. So right now we have 2 greeter slots and LOC, which is the announcements that we do telling you what's going on. We have an other, which would be for, say, the peace candle, for instance. Not something we do every Sunday, but now and then. And in each of those boxes, we will have a little ticket, about the size of a raffle ticket. And so you say, okay, I would like to maybe greet next Sunday. So you pull that ticket down, and on that ticket, there's a little bit of information. Shows you what it is, the date and time that you need to be there, and who you report to. So if you have questions or if you have something comes up and you need to tell someone what's going on, you know who to contact for that. But this ticket is a 2-parter. The other side of it has a blank space for your name. And so what you would do is you take that, it's perforated, just rip it like that, and then you fill out your name, and then this is my favorite part. We have a little mini Fairview Church. It'll be out there with the board. This board's going to be outside on the patio. Not today, but when we have it ready. And you just take that little ticket, pop it in. And then, at the end of the Sunday, after we've cleaned up everything outside, we're going to bring this in the office. We're going to open those doors, collect those tickets, shake out any birds that might have flown in here. And then, and then we're going to punch that into our volunteer management system that we've started using this year, Breeze, which is an internal scheduling system, amongst other things that we're using now. And for those of you who text or email, you'll actually get a reminder, text or email, a couple days before your volunteer date. So that's what we've been working on. And there's a third part, too. A third part is, in addition to that, we'd also have a binder that has a description of each volunteer job available to say, okay, if I want to greet, if I want to do announcements, if I want to do this or that, I can actually see what is involved in doing that job, that task. And so it should answer some of those questions. So I'm hoping that'll address those. We can take that off. Thanks, Julia. So that's something we're working on. And you'll notice too, we have room for other boxes. This is kind of a pilot program. We're going to start with this. There's some room on the board also to write down or to have a notice saying upcoming bigger volunteer opportunities coming up. Like we have our parking lot fundraiser coming up in about 6 weeks or so. We have Beacon of Light coming up on October 5th. But we're hoping that this is going to be a successful thing, get some people working in this, and then we can expand on it. Now, this came out of the focus groups and surveys that we've been doing, and I want to talk about the focus groups for just a moment, because we did those recently, and the number one takeaway to me was not really the details of what people were saying. It was that every single person we talked to was so fired up about really wanting this church to flourish and get out there in the community. They really want to spread the word about Fairview Community Church and no longer be the biggest little secret church in Orange County. And we want to make people sure that people know what we do in here, and that they can come in here and participate in it with us, that we embrace a Christian call for justice, and that when Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you, that he really means everybody, and that we live it and we learn it here. Don't take it for granted that we are an open, welcoming, and affirming church. Now, I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but many churches are not. But we are a place for anybody from any walk of life can come in and feel welcome, not be judged, and worship and feel God's love with like-minded folks for an hour on Sunday mornings. But getting the word out is only part of it. When people come to our church, we need someone to welcome them in, we need people here in the pews, and we've got to start building out that Sunday school. We want people to come here and see and live and feel a thriving church. And that takes our time. But the cool thing about Fairview is that you can make a big difference right here. We're not a very large church, so just one person making a little push goes a long, long ways here. There's only one Marge. There's only one Elena. There's only one Tom. Well, no, there's two Toms. But you get the idea. Any extra dollar you can give, any extra time that you can give, or just taking the time to be here and be present on Sunday, it goes a long ways for this church. And then this church, in turn, also, not only just for our own enrichment and spiritual growth here, but it makes a big difference in our community, too. You know, when I turn on the TV and there's been an attack on a mosque in New Zealand, but I see our pastor, Sarah, there, shoulder to shoulder with our Muslim brothers and sisters, saying, "We are with you, we are united, we are Christians, we will not stand for this violence," I know that I'm coming to the right church. So thank you for all you give. I'm going to turn this over to Carrie. And yes, thank you very much.
Well done. So Mike talked about time. I'm going to talk about talent, and then Marty will talk about treasure. So this is the talent portion of the contest. Just kidding. When we think of talent, we may think of something suitable for a variety show, something like singing, dancing, playing an instrument, or spinning a basketball on your fingertip, you know, something you might see in a beauty pageant. But I think of it as a broader skill set. Maybe your talent lies in your intelligence. Howard Gardner defines at least 8 different types in his theory of multiple intelligences. Maybe you've heard of it. When I last took that inventory, I was found to have linguistic intelligence. In other words, my strength is in words and language, which is not surprising because I teach middle school language arts. It was surprising, though, how long it took me to sit down and write this short speech. My husband's intelligence is in logic and math. He can figure out things I'll probably never understand. But don't ask him to spell a really long word. Opposites attract, right? But what about someone like James Holzhauer? Has anyone been watching Jeopardy? He's the current Jeopardy champion. He's won maybe 32 games or 33. He seems to have all kinds of intelligences across many areas. He's almost up to 2.5 million. But you know how Alex interviews them during the game? He told a story of how he tried to give a car a jump start and he started a fire. I'm like, okay, even I can jump start a car. So we all have different gifts, right? Different intelligences. And I wonder what type of intelligence you have been blessed with. Verbal, like me, logic, like Jack, maybe musical or interpersonal or kinesthetic, which is body movement. Maybe like James, you have many areas of expertise. Are you using your abilities in your daily life to glorify God? I've heard it said that if you choose a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Have you heard that? Yeah. There's some disagreements on where it comes from, maybe Confucius, maybe not. Well, I love what I do, and it's hard work. I'm not going to lie. Only 9 school days left, and you bet I'm counting. I can't imagine how hard it would be if I didn't like it or didn't have the talent it requires. It might be impossible. So take some time to reflect on your skills, strengths, and talents, and ask yourself if your job, what you spend your time doing, is making the best of all that you have to offer. It really does make the workday more enjoyable when you're using your gifts. Whatever your strengths or talents are, I encourage you to employ them in your daily work and your service to God and for this little church. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 says, "Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gifts each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. I am very confident that your gifts and talents can help make this community more vibrant. Maybe one of you will even want to put on an actual talent show at some point. That would be really fun. I know there's a lot of talent out here, and we're happy to channel your talents into helping with the church in any way possible. Thank you.
Well, when I was but a little girl, about 8 years old, I recall sitting next to my mom in church when she wrote a check to put in the offering plate. And I peeked. It was for $20. And at that time, I thought, wow. Well, it was 1954, some 65 years ago, living in East Los Angeles. Years later, in 1969, I moved to Isla Vista, adjacent to the UC Santa Barbara campus, and my husband worked as a campus minister with a very modest salary, and we joined the American Baptist Church in Goleta, and one day the pastor came to call. It was church budget time, and he suggested that we consider a pledge of $100 a month. And we thought, whoa. I had just found a job on campus, so we ruminated over the proposal, but finally decided to give it a try. And every year, we even increased it. Having served on the board in the Goleta Church for 10 years, and then many more here at FCC, our pledge has continued to increase. Having served as moderator of this church, and also as our stewardship officer over the years, I'm keenly aware of our budget needs and the plans and dreams we hope to accomplish here. Keep in mind that we do have monthly salaries to pay. Not just our pastor, not just our office manager, but our choir director, a gardener, a custodian, and we have utility bills as well. So I'm asking that you really open your hearts a little wider and begin a new way of giving, if needed, and help us support our new budget year. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Carrie. All right. So now, we thank you again for all of your gifts. We're going to do our blessing of the pledges. And so, hold on one second.